We're sorry to inform. Has been refused, and the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern, and the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky, and while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
From just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is hour number two of Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, as we continue on here on the 24th of October, 2009. Michael, are you still there?
Yes, sir, Darren, I am.
You know, go ahead.
Well, regardless if she was speaking to Mao Zedong as her hero or Adolf Hitler, because he's commie Nazis, there's a hair's breadth difference between both of them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what's interesting is how they like to just tell you their version of the story without disclosing all the facts, because Chiang Kai-shek was supported by our government all through World War II. And then right after the war, that's when our government stabbed Chiang Kai-shek in the back. Yes, he had the military, had all that material power and investing going on, but all of a sudden they pulled the rug out from under his feet. All of that material support went to Mao Zedong, and it was Rockefeller, as always, behind the whole thing with the old stab in the back. And so they don't tell you that part. And that's, they actually assassinated, he got shanghaied. His name was, I believe, John Birch, an Army intelligence officer. And that's when he got assassinated, shanghaied. That's when all the support started going to Mao Zedong, and that's when the John Birch Society started to come about. It was based on the assassination of that Army intelligence officer with the stab in the back that prompted some Americans back here to form the John Birch Society.
Hmm.
And so that's the other end of that story. Chiang Kai-shek just got stabbed in the back. They pulled the rug out from under him. He lost all his Western support as it all went to Mao Zedong with the communist movement. And so, you know, as always, it's the Rockefellers behind it all and their cabal of associates, the real money masters of the world, these greedy scum that are totally despotic.
Absolutely. You know, that's the thing is, you know, our government has had a history of propping up these communist dictators in various countries. You know, this has happened throughout our history, you know.
Sure. And we supported every enemy we fought. Every enemy that we went to war with, the Bolsheviks in Korea, and as well as Vietnam, and along with the communist Chinese, as well as Nazis, they were all financed from Western financers.
You know, and we're building them up again, you know. That's the reason why I harp on the communist China thing all the time, is because it's so in your face. It's so plain to see. For anybody who just opens their eyes and takes a look at these trade agreements, I don't know. You know, I wonder if there's any sanity left in this earth.
Well, you know, as long as people are glued to the boob tube, Darren, they're always going to remain confused in the dark.
That's it. Hey, I got to take a break. Hold on.
Heart-related disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America visiting with Michael in New York. Also, we have Vicki in Idaho on the line and Keith in Indiana. And your phone calls are welcome as well, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And, you know, Michael, I was talking really about how the United States has had a history, and you and I were discussing this a moment ago, about how the United States has had a history of propping up these communist dictators around the world. One of the things that I was thinking about when I said that, it was Yugoslavia and Tito in Yugoslavia. You know, I got a little passage here from Ellen McClay's book, In the Presence of Our Enemies. She's been a repeated guest on this broadcast. Let me share just a little bit of this with you. She says, Yugoslavia is one outstanding example of a nation which disappeared and about which we are rarely hear about anymore, although under the communist regime of Tito, we used to hear about quite regularly. Today, who asks or cares where Yugoslavia is? We might look at any number of countries in relation to American tax dollars, but just take a look at Yugoslavia. Gerald Fleury, publisher and editor of the Philadelphia Trumpet magazine in a June 2002 edition, said, quote, the former Yugoslavia is in fact the first victim of World War III. Two former portions of the late Yugoslavia, Serbia, Montenegro, are now virtually vassal states of the EU, almost totally dependent on the Union for financing reconstruction and development. And this after literally stupendous sums of U.S. dollars poured into Yugoslavia under communist Tito. Yugoslavia had its birth and death between two wars, a short life, and not especially merry. The country was clobbered together after World War I, and for a while seemed to be doing okay, despite the fact that it was made up of century-old enemies, Serbs and Croats. In World War II, however, while one leader, Mihailovic, was busy killing German invaders, another leader, Tito, was busy killing Yugoslavians. W.H. Smith, a New York businessman, lived there for 20 years and was well acquainted with the events in the area. He appeared before the Senate Committee in 1954, reminding those present that during World War II, the Allies rescued not Mihailovic, a loyal ally who tried to rescue his country, but the communist leader Tito, who sought control. Another Yugoslav sprang forth after World War I. This story was mostly done under the Truman-Ekison regime, while the money, American tax dollars, continued to flow under successive presidents. We guarded Tito, let him fly to Moscow, and then he took a Soviet army into Yugoslavia to take over the country and install a Moscow-driven government. Anyway, this is what I was thinking about when I was mentioning that. But this is just one of many, many such examples.
Yes, it is. It's just an exact modus copy of a modus operandi that's on their page book there. For the Rockefeller banker cabal, the Rockefeller Rothschild cabal, and these dirtbags get away with it to this day. I wish our servicemen, the men and women that are joining the service, believing they're going to fight for our country and our freedoms in a foreign country so far from home where they're no threat at all.
Mm-hmm.
I wish they would realize they're just being used, that if World War One and Two, Korean War, Vietnam War, all the way up to now, they have no meaning at all if these politicians in our government are going to allow communism or fascism now to take over our country. All those previous wars, everything our relatives, our dads, our uncles, our grandfathers all fought for was for nothing, nothing at all.
Well, it was anyway, because, you know, the wars are orchestrated, you know, and the world wars. You know, every war that we've ever fought, it seems like, has been an outcome, especially the world wars. You know, of course, World War One gave us the League of Nations. World War Two gave us the United Nations. World War Three, which is, in my opinion, already began, you know, with the Middle East mess, what we have brewing with North Korea, you know, the pending thing that's coming with Communist China. Although, you know, frankly, it could very well be they could take over America without ever having fired a shot, because, I mean, really, it's gotten to the point where we're so far down the road that literally, you know, I don't know, you know, as much stuff comes into this country uninspected, we could have plainclothes communist Chinese right here in this country right now.
No question about it. That's probably part of the strategy, Darren, but for sure the facts are that our government has built up every enemy we fought. And you think the Americans, thinking they're the smartest on the planet, would have learned that lesson by now, because we're doing it with the Chinese over the last 15, 20 years, investing heavily into that country. Prior to that, they had no navy at all. Now they have a blue water navy, as it's called. They can travel around the ocean. Now the word is they're going to start building aircraft carriers. Now, what is all that military hardware for? It's for war. Against who? It's going to be against us. We're financing the enemy that's going to try to wipe us out, and so many Americans still got their heads up in a place where the sun doesn't shine. They can't even count one and one equals two anymore, and it's really pathetic. You know, and I mentioned probably in the past, but I'll say it again. I seen on an interview with Charlie Rose in the late 90s, an interview with David Rockefeller himself, son of Satan, and when he asked when he was talking about I believe his book. And so I learned from that. I didn't catch the whole interview, but I'm fortunately caught enough where I seen him admit that he can land in Moscow anytime he wants. Anytime he wants, he can just land there with his personal private jet. Just call in. We're in the area. We're dropping by. And the red carpet rolls out. And the same thing with Communist China in Beijing. And when he told Charlie Rose that Mao Zedong was a great man, even Charlie opened his eyes a little wider. A great man? He says, yes, a great man. A great man. A very great man.
I would love to get my hands on that interview.
You bet. I wish I could, too. And I wish I was recording that, because here we have it. Right from the horse's mouth, who is causing all the evil on the planet, financing it all, building it up, propping it up, to let it run amok around the globe, to cause mayhem, and destruction. And they just get away with it, nesting right here in our own country, and it drives me crazy knowing that.
Yeah.
The day's going to come, Darren. The day will come where we're going to get our hands on these guys. There is an awakening because of your show and many others on RBN and other networks doing a great job trying to get the truth out. And Americans are gradually waking up more and more. It's a slow process, but it's happening. And the day's going to come. I know it. I'm living and breathing to see that day when we string them all up and we get our government back in our hands. So I'm glad to see this latest communist, Obama's staffer, admitting that they're communists and Mao Zedong is their
title. You know, like it's no big deal. Like it's no big deal. And, you know, she threw in Mother Teresa because she was speaking at a Catholic school. You know, and I'm not going to badmouth Mother Teresa.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
But, you know, let's couple Mother Teresa with Mao Zedong.
Yeah, exactly. They're trying to homogenize, you know, God with the devil, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's hilarious, but at least through their arrogance, more and more Americans are going to have to just realize when they hear with their own ears, they're blatant communists or fascists, and therefore, it's obvious now where the real enemy is. It's here, nesting
in
our government in Washington, D.C.
Well, Michael, I got other callers. I want to move on, but I really appreciate the call. Thank you so much for your comments there. God bless you, man. Let's go to Vicki in Idaho. Vicki, good morning.
Good morning, Darren. I came in kind of late, so I didn't get to hear the whole thing that the lady was talking about. But something that is really important to understand that most people don't understand is that when the G8 decided to make the Internet go global, and they use the Internet for both government and corporations and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
What computer systems are control systems? And when you design a computer system, it's all about collectivization. That's what designing computer systems is collectivization. And when they decided to implement global systems and e-government and international markets, international financial markets,
mm-hmm.
they had to deregulate everything in our deregulate the financials markets so that they could harmonize the systems, the computer systems. Harmonize the regulations so that everybody's operating with the same rule platform. Well, when they did that, obviously, they created an opportunity for the criminals to steal us blind. It's like saying, well, you know, you're going to open up your house, get rid of all the locks and stuff because you're remodeling.
Mm-hmm.
And the thieves in the neighborhood say, oh, they took the locks off their house. You know, we'll just go in and loot everything they've got. And that's basically what's happened. Okay, so I've done some research, and now the global systems include the global transportation system, the global education system, the global health system, and I was doing some research on the state of Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania outsourced all of their state government systems so that these corporations, you see, back in 1989, there was a group of computer CEOs that got together, and they basically convinced the government that they needed a free hand to be able to redesign the government for maximum efficiency for the 21st century, using the Internet as the basis for the redesign.
Mm-hmm. Hold it right there, Vicki. We have to take another break. This is all very interesting because I know what they're doing worldwide with regard to eliminating borders, blending countries together. None of this would have been possible were it not for the technology, and the Internet plays a very big part in that. It certainly is a control mechanism. Hey, hold it right there. We'll take a break, and we'll continue with your thoughts, okay?
Okay.
Stay with us, folks. This is Government America. We'll be back in a moment.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. GovernAmerica.com. And the phone number, if you'd like to call in, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And we're visiting with Vicki in Idaho. Also, we have Keith in Indiana on the line. Stay with us, Keith, and we'll get to you as soon as we can. Vicki, you were talking about the Internet and how it's basically used as a control mechanism to create to unite nations, to harmonize things. You wanna pick it up there? Are you there, Vicki?
I'm here.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, the reason I was looking at Pennsylvania was because Tom Ridge, when he was governor, outsourced the entire government computer systems to a company called Unisys. But, okay, before he outsourced it, he had a study done by a company called KPMG. KPMG is an accounting consulting firm out of Switzerland. Okay, they came up with a list of 400 things that could be done in the state to maximize the efficiency of the state. One of the suggestions had to do with the schools, and it was to incorporate the welfare department into the school system, including Medicaid, into the school system, because that is where their target market is, families with children, right?
Right.
Sam Rohr did, you know who Sam Rohr is, right?
I don't think
so. He was a representative in Pennsylvania. Well, he got a call from a constituent, and he did a speech called the medicalization of the schools.
Mm-hmm.
And I would recommend that everybody try to find that report or try to find that speech and read it, because he just did a stellar job, brilliant analysis.
What was the name of the report again?
Medicalization of the Schools.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll post it on my front page so that...
Okay.
And my website is channelingreality.com. It'll take me a few minutes after I hang up, but... obviously, you know, bringing Medicaid, bringing the welfare department into the schools is one of the worst ideas ever in the history of the world, except if you are a computer systems analyst and you are designing a computer system and your idea is collectivization and maximization of efficiency.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so in continuing on in my research, I was looking at KPMG. KPMG is a social disease carrier in that they are a global firm. They are carrying these ideas, these 400 efficiencies, all over the world. So you'll find the same plan in Great Britain and Australia, in the Portland School District, all over the world. Because they are globalizing, they are a global firm, they are harmonizing systems around the world. So you can look at every single country in the world, and they are in various degrees of collectivization to fit into this global control system, the global grid.
Yes.
And the social disruptions that are occurring all over the world are the same kind of social disruptions that are occurring here, because you have these systems analysts, computer people, who are the puppet masters, who are redesigning your life into a control system that they are designing.
Have you ever heard of the book, The Lexus and the Olive Tree?
Yes, that's by Tom Friedman, right? I haven't read it, but Tom Friedman is a propagandist for the...
Yeah, he's a huge globalist.
He's an economist, and so he's looking at the efficiencies. Anybody that looks at just the efficiencies, I mean, you can create maximum efficiency as making a robot out of everybody.
Yeah, well, it's very efficient to have their... You know, efficient for them to manage us.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really what it all boils down to, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it's very efficient to have one style of dress.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's really frivolous and wasteful, you know, to have 25 different dress designs. You know, if you're a manufacturer, it's great if you can just, you know, cut out a gray sack. You know, gray sackcloth dress,
mm-hmm.
You know, and just boom, 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 cookie cutter.
Yeah, exactly.
And so that's what they're doing with these global systems. That's what they're doing to the world, is cookie cutter. Boom,
hey,
are you
available to talk off the air at some point, Vicki?
Sure.
Yeah, I'd like to chat with you and put together a show in the future, if we can.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because, you know... Everybody, the computer systems are, they're invisible. You don't see them, and so you don't know they're there, and so you look to other things to find answers for the problems. And
mm-hmm.
That's natural, it's normal, you know, you can't fight what you can't see.
Right.
So.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anyway.
You know, that's one thing. It becomes very, very apparent as we look at everything that we're given, nothing is ever for our benefit.
It certainly is not.
It certainly becomes more apparent to me every day. Hey, thanks for the call, Vicki. I really appreciate it. We'll have to talk very, very soon.
Okie doke.
All right.
Okay,
God bless you. Folks, when we come back, we'll have Keith in Indiana. 800-313-9443. Amazing how fast the time goes. 800-313-9443. We'll be back in a moment.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
Restore the Republic, the social network for the modern revolutionary, activating the silent masses into action. At RestoreTheRepublic.net, we're seizing power from the globalist world controllers and handing it back to the people. RestoreTheRepublic.net, where patriots rally on the objective. The Liberty Bell tolls once again for a movement on the rise. Make RestoreTheRepublic.net your place to unify and activate the revolution.
Had about enough of the bold-faced lies and propaganda, have you?
Republic Magazine exposes the mainstream media garbage for what it is. Grab a stack and take America back. Use Republic Magazine to wake the people and crush the corporate-controlled propaganda machines. Page after glossy page of factual information to fuel the second American revolution. Get it all and more at RepublicMagazine.com.
Welcome back to the broadcast, Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. GovernAmerica.com is the website, and Vicky's website is channelingreality.com. Go to her website. Lots of very important information there. Lots of research that she has done. And we're going to be bringing her back up as a guest on a future show, hopefully very soon. In the meantime, the phone number, if you'd like to call in, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And Keith in Indiana has been holding for a very long time. Sorry to keep you waiting so long there, Keith. Thank you for hanging on there. Go right ahead.
Sure, that's okay, Darren. You brought up United Nations, and Alger Hiss brought the UN Charter, mm-hmm. 1946, from California to Washington. I've got a Ballantyne's Law Dictionary. This will only take a minute or two, if you can bear with some legal definitions.
Mm-hmm.
I'll skip over the case law sites and American jurisprudence sites, and we could brief. Charter, a grant of power to act as a corporation under a special act of the legislature. It's a power to act as a corporation given by Congress, articles of incorporation considered together with the statutes and laws respecting corporate powers. And then it has at the end the demise of a vessel. It says, see charter party. Here's charter party. A maritime contract within admiralty jurisdiction. A contract by which an entire ship or some principal part thereof is let by the owner to another person for a specified time or use. and it has Charter of Demise, which is interesting, but I want to go to Charter of Governments first. English colonial governments in the nature of civil corporations having power to make bylaws for their own internal regulation, not contrary to the laws of England, and with such rights and authority as are specially granted to them by their charters of incorporation. Their form of government was generally borrowed from that of England. Now, Charter of Demise, the charter of a vessel wherein the vessel is hired or rented out for a specific period of voyage without a crew or with a crew paid by and responsible to the charterer. A demise charter is often called a bare-boat charter, notwithstanding the fact that the demised vessel may be hired with a complete staff of servants and employees on board. You know, they say that the Secretary of State, the Secretary of Treasury, and Attorney General are all paid from the International Monetary Fund. That's where they get their paycheck from.
Right.
So, you know, when you've got a nation that's in bankruptcy but was set up by charter in the first place, because these people controlled and overthrew the monarchy in England more than 100 years before there was an America. You see?
Mm-hmm.
We're failing to identify who they are. And you're not going to find it anywhere but in the Bible. You see? They were going to have a one-world government at the end times. The merchants were going to become the great men of the earth. Because when they have the king in debt, the king is a slave to the merchant. And their goal all along, I'm talking going back 600 years and even 1,000 years, was to overthrow the monarchies of Europe. You know, a monarchy is an excellent form of government if the monarch fears God and knows the law.
Right. Yeah.
So I don't know if the UN's a treaty or not. I think the root of it's a charter, and I think even America's a charter.
Yeah. You know, and that's it. You know, by definition, by law, it is in the United States Code that the United States is a federal corporation. You know, a lot of this stuff, you know, I mean, you can get lost in a lot of this stuff. You know, a lot of people go back and do a lot of research with regard to the corporate structure of everything. You know, I come back to the power of the people in their heart to govern, you know, all of their machinations of control that they try to put in place for us will all fall by the wayside if the people will stand up and do what they need to do to govern our country, you know, to instruct our leaders. It doesn't matter what they try to put in place to control us. If the people assert their authority and... Go ahead.
Well, you got awful mad at me and didn't let me respond when I suggested. Now, don't hang up on me right away about the judgment of God, you know. You know, governed by what's in our heart. The Bible says the heart is desperately wicked, you know, deceitful beyond all things and desperately wicked. The thing about it, if the heart is in accordance with the law of God, then we would all agree and get along. Would be servants to each other, you see. But that wasn't going to really happen to but a few who would become converted, because we don't have a church world with converted pastors. They're all teaching dispensational lies and have been doing it for some time. And I get amazed every time they talk about 2 Thessalonians 2. When is this falling away going to be? Well, I'm in the over 50 set here, and it was there when my great-grandfather was born.
Mm-hmm.
Falling away. So, and Christ said, you know, don't fear the one who kills the body. Fear the one who, after he killeth the body, has power to cast both body and soul into hell. So, you know, there's going to definitely, it's planned to have these reactions. You know, you've got Mark Kornke and these militia groups and that, and I say, you know, bless them, they're standing up and doing something against it. But I don't think, without repentance, that we're going to be successful. And by prophecy, I don't think there's going to be repentance, generally. Just a few souls here and there that are going to study the law and hear it. And preach it, but our pastors certainly aren't doing that.
Right. You know, and then the problem that I have is that with regard to, you know, the Bible and Christianity, you know, I was raised a Christian, Keith, you know,
I
spent all my life in the church, and this is a thing that it's a difficult thing for me to say this, but, you know, in many respects, Bible prophecy kind of becomes a self-fulfilling thing, because a lot of people believe the rapture's going to take place. They're going to get out of here. People believe that it's written in the Bible, and so it's going to happen no matter what you do, so why bother fighting it? You know, where I believe that we have the power to make a difference in this world if enough people, enough Christians, enough good people in this land would rise up and do something about it. But they won't.
Right,
because
but,
of what...
Well, were you raised in a church that even understood the covenant law and the terms of law of the Bible? I don't believe you were, because we weren't. But listen to what Isaiah 40:17 says. All nations before him are as nothing, and they are counted to him less than nothing in vanity. Verse 22, it is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers, that stretcheth out the heavens as a curtain, and spreadeth them out as a tent to dwell in. If they would study God's judgment, they can seem harsh, and they can make it seem like this can't be a God who loves his children, because he gives them over to pestilence, famine, captivity, and the edge of the sword. And he does it over and over again. You see, it's correction, because when we turn from him, that's what happens. And that's all the way through. I can go to so many places. But read Isaiah 13 if you want to see an end time. And fear of God will probably come on you just from that chapter.
All right. Well, I certainly appreciate the call.
All right, then.
All right. God bless you, man.
Hey.
All right, folks, we're going to continue on here. I don't know what to make of it all. You know, I mean, so many people have different opinions, you know, and certainly this is why I focus on the political side of things. I stay away from religion on the show because, you know, people have different opinions. Somebody calls in with one opinion. Somebody else wants to call in and rebut that opinion. And before you know it, the whole show has been about religion. The idea is, folks, there's a job to do, and there are things politically that need to be done to fight this system. And I realize that we are in a spiritual battle. I mean, I believe in God. I believe I have a deep faith in God. And from the time I was very young, I believed in God. I've prayed all my life and continue to do so. I prayed before this show today. I try to always pray before I do a show to make sure that God would direct the path that we're on this show. Because I don't want this thing to be all for nothing. I don't want my whole life. I spend a lot of hours working on this show. Because it's not just a show to me. I intend for this thing to make a difference. Otherwise, I'm just wasting my time. I'm wasting my life away. I am not an entertainer. I have no desire to entertain. And so I want something to come of this that's positive for our country, that educates people to a point where they are inspired to take action. And, you know, there's different opinions about what needs to be done. But, you know, I firmly believe we're in a spiritual battle. And everything that happens here in the physical realm is a manifestation of the spiritual. There's a lot that's been written about the hidden hand, the unseen hand. And the fact these people are Luciferians that are putting this plan into place. They understand the spiritual nature of this battle that we're in. But physically, we all need to draw with it from the faith that we have. And to politically be involved in the fight. Otherwise, we're just going to waste our time and we're going to not ever get anything done. And I think that's what the church has done. The church is so involved in debating Bible passages, arguing over the nature of Scripture and what it means, they haven't done a cotton-picking thing. And I think that God's judgment someday will be upon those people who called themselves Christians and did not do a thing, did not lift a finger to save our republic. I think there's going to be a lot of really, well, godly people that are going to be called upon the carpet for their inaction in this country. Because they have the power to and the muscle with all the numbers the church has. Think about it. How many Christians do we have in this country? How many religious folks that haven't sold out to the other side and, you know, have Bill Clinton in their pulpit lecturing their congregation? I'm not talking about those clowns. I'm talking about people who really are legitimate Christians who legitimately believe that they're serving the Lord How many of these people, week after week, warm a pew, but they don't do anything else? Oh, they clean the church. They clean the toilets and the restroom. That's not serving God, folks. It's nice to clean toilets in a church. It's fine to go to a church and fellowship with other people. But if you're not doing anything actively to be involved in the fight to preserve this country, you're going to lose every bit of your religious freedom. And you know what? You're going to deserve it. You're going to deserve everything you have coming because you haven't been involved in the fight. And I'm not saying Keith is that way at all. I don't think he is. He wouldn't be listening to this network. But there's the vast majority of Christians, so-called Christians out there, I'm sorry to say they're worthless as far as our republic is concerned. And folks, in my opinion, that's the only thing that matters as far as Christian service is concerned, is what you can do for our republic. Because everything else will eventually fall by the wayside. It's good to feed the sick, good to pray for the sick, to visit people. That's fine, yeah, that's good, that's important. But the most important thing is our republic, because we're losing it. Some would say we've already lost it. I don't believe that's the case. But we're very close. And if you think that this sleazebag that we have in office right now intends to let you have your freedom of religion, think again. And the sleazebag before him had his faith-based initiatives program, did he not? Which continues today. And that whole purpose of that was to take control of your pulpits, to take control of your churches through federal funding. We're losing it because of inaction and stupidity. Didn't mean to get on a tangent. Going to be bringing up a guest in just a few minutes here, Gary Arnold. But continuing on here, we talked about in the past S-787. This is a measure that is put into place which expands the Clean Water Act. This is the Clean Water Restoration Act of 2009. And it's been voted out of committee. This legislation would actually replace the words navigable waters in the Clean Water Act to all water in the United States. Literally, the federal government intends to take control of the water, every drop of water in this country. They want to take control of it, and if you can control the water, folks, you control the land. That's what this is all about, because you can't have land without having water on the land. Jim Curry wrote an article about this on newswithviews.com just this past week, a few days ago. He says, conservatives are warning Americans about the ambitions of the federal lawmakers to control all waters within the United States, including those on private property, in the latest power grab by progressive politicians. According to the American Land Rights Association, the Obama administration and Congress are attempting to pass the Clean Water Restoration Act of 2009, which is S-787, as I said, that would amend the 1972 Clean Water Act and replace the words navigable waters with, quote, waters of the United States. Now, the U.S. Constitution, 10th Amendment, automatically reserves power for controlling waters to the states, not to the Oval Office and U.S. Congress, said political strategist Mike Baker. This is just one more power grab by out-of-control politicians who only adhere to constitutional law when it suits them, he added. Paragraph 3, Section 8, I'm sorry, Section 3, Paragraph 8, stipulates that this act will treat as waters of the United States those features that were treated as such pursuant to the regulations of the Environmental Protection Agency and the Corps of Engineers in existence before the dates of the decisions referred to in paragraph 10, including A, all waters which are subject to the ebb and flow of the tide, B, all interstate waters, including interstate wetlands, C, all other waters such as interstate lakes, rivers, streams, including intermittent streams, mudflats, sandflats, wetlands, sloughs, prairie potholes, wet meadows, playa lakes, or natural ponds. D, all impoundments of water of the United States. E, tributaries of the aforementioned waters. F, the territorial seas. G, wetlands adjacent to the aforementioned waters. After being overruled by the U.S. Supreme Court in two recent decisions that the words navigable waters in the Clean Water Act limited federal agencies to regulation of navigable waters only, Democrats and liberal Republicans in Congress are striking back, he says. They are attempting to pass the Clean Water Restoration Act of 2009, S-787, that would amend the 1972 Clean Water Act and replace the words navigable waters with waters of the United States. The bill also defines waters of the United States with such breathtaking scope that federal agencies would require to regulate use of every square inch of the U.S., both public and private, according to the American Land Rights Association. We have to take a break. I'll continue this on the other side. Also, I have information about taking control of the air. As the climate treaty is pending, Copenhagen is coming up in December. Every element, folks, they are playing God. They are playing God. We'll be back in a moment.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialists at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product. Not available in Iowa.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. As we continue on here, we were talking just a moment ago about the Clean Water Restoration Act, which is S-787. We've talked about this in the past. We've mentioned it on the show. However, this is still in Congress right now. They're moving on it. It's been voted out of committee, is my understanding. And I was sharing with you an article from Jim Curry at newswithviews.com. He says they are attempting to pass the Clean Water Restoration Act of 2009, which is S-787, that would amend the 1972 Clean Water act and replace the words navigable waters with waters of the United States. So basically, they're expanding the Clean Water Act to include all waters in the United States if this legislation is passed. The bill also defines water of the United States with breathtaking scope, he says, that federal agencies would require to regulate use of every square inch of the U.S., both public and private, according to the American Land Rights Association. Obviously, those behind this legislation have only contempt for the Constitution, limited government, and private property rights. To understand what the framers of the Constitution intended, one need only to look to the writings and to their writings and the writings of those from whom they took wisdom and direction, said officials at ALRA. This is a terrible bill that would give the federal government jurisdiction over anything that is wet, including seasonal mudflats. This means that the feds could enter your property and dictate what you can do with bodies of water on your land, according to political strategist Mike Baker. It also means that the Great Lakes state and provinces could not protect the Great Lakes from being pumped dry to feed the growth of California and the Southwest. In that area, Democrat Senator Russ Feingold has sold out his own state, which is Wisconsin. And we're talking about all of it. And keep in mind, listeners, the Great Lakes states already have a regional governing body, which is the Council of Great Lakes Governors, as I recall, which is an international organization. Internationally, our Great Lakes are being controlled by a regional governing authority. Anyway, they say if the feds own the water, then they can simply do what they want with it. And I have to ask permission to get a drink of water or on my animals, or water my animals, she stated. So anyway, that's Jim Curry. Here we see from CBS 4 in Denver, New Mexico ranchers worry about water protection proposal. Thousands of miles of New Mexico rivers and streams would gain special protection under the Federal Clean Water Act as part of a proposal being pushed by Governor Bill Richardson and environmentalists. The ranchers worry the plan is a backdoor effort to stop grazing on public land. State environmental officials have spent more than 2 years refining a proposal to designate rivers and streams in wilderness areas across the state as so-called outstanding national resource waters to protect them from degradation. Other western states have used the designation to protect freshwater resources, but this marks the first time New Mexico has embarked on such a broad effort to protect headwaters. Quote, one of our biggest challenges in New Mexico is figuring out how to protect and maintain our water resources in a way that is sustainable and environmentally, economically supportable. And these are not easy decisions to make, Marcy Levitt, head of the New Mexico Environment Department's Water and Wastewater Division, told a group of landowners at a recent public meeting. Folks, every drop of water, every bit of air, they will charge you to use it all. And it comes back to Agenda 21. We're going to get into that in the next hour with Gary Arnold. Stay with us, folks. We'll be back in a moment. This is Govern America. Hour number 3 is about to begin.
Introducing the new GoBird.